Hi there, Carl Massey here, coach, strategist, and author of the guidebook series and my most recent book, The Successful Mind. And if you haven't checked that out, you can check out the audio version of The Successful Mind on the podcast series. So make sure you do check that out, because I would love for more and more people to understand how best to optimize their mind and understand a little bit more about how they create their reality with their mind. So definitely worth checking out. So welcome to today's session of the Life Masterclass, coming to you all the way from beautiful Bali, and I'm looking out over my patio, my balcony, and it's a gorgeous day outside. Hope you're having a gorgeous day wherever you are. I'm very excited to be able to share with you, as always, practical tips, tools, and strategies to help you increase your level of happiness, health, vitality, vibrancy, fulfillment, meaningfulness, and whatever else you want to add to that list. That's what I'm about. And keeping things as practical as possible is one of the key things. Now, today's podcast of the Life Masterclass series is a guided meditation. And I do a guided meditation about once a month, because the value of a guided meditation, when we get into a deeper state, when we get into a more relaxed state, we open up different parts of our brain. We go into an altered state of consciousness where we're more receptive at a deeper level to some deeper truths and some deeper messages, those things that I want to pass on. And the meditation we're doing today is about courage and really bringing that forward. And my teaching with all of my clients and in all of my workshops is about, it's less about our confidence. Really, I think the thing to focus on, the thing that brings out the greatest results in life and results in alignment with who and what we are, the fullest expression of ourselves, I really think it is about dipping into courage. A lot of times it's not that we don't have the confidence or we don't know how. We do know how at some deeper level. We just don't have the courage to step across the line. So I think it's a really powerful thing to work on. So that's what this meditation today is about. Now, the recording for the meditation was done on a different microphone device, so the recording volume is going to be different than the volume for this. So it might be that when you start the meditation, you might have to turn the volume up because it's likely to be a little bit softer than this meditation. So my apologies for that. I don't have the technical proficiency to work out changing the sound volume for the different things. So you're going to have to do that manually, back to old school. And what I do is I generally don't have a close. I don't have any close at the end of the meditation. I don't speak. I want you to finish that meditation. Just glide out the back end of it and just sit with it. And just be present with it after that meditation without hearing anything from me, and just letting it land for you, letting it integrate for you, and then you going about your day, however that looks like. So I do my final close here. I wish you all the very best wherever you are on this beautiful, gorgeous, incredible planet of ours. I wish that you take care, and I look forward to you dipping into and enjoying this meditation on connecting to the courage that exists within you. Enjoy.
And closing your eyes, sitting comfortably with your back straight, leaning forward into the future, not leaning back into the past, but steady and straight in this eternal present moment. And as you connect to this internal present moment, connect even more fully by connecting to your breath, this sacred giver of life. Every breath you take, bringing life into your body, into every cell in the body. Connecting to the sacredness of this breath, drawing it into your body and out of your body. And you're drawing in, feeling this expansion. And when you're breathing out, feeling your stomach contract back towards your spine. Full connection to breath. and therefore full connection to life. And as you draw in the breath, feeling the expansion, feeling the life you're receiving, drawing love into your body, into your heart center. When you're breathing out, breathe out all that no longer serves you. It's occurring naturally with your breath, letting go of stale air that no longer serves you. At the same time, you're letting go of those physical elements. You're also letting go of the things that don't mentally and emotionally serve you. Breathing in love. Breathing out that which no longer serves you. And every time you're breathing out, feeling yourself relaxing even more. And even more. And as you're relaxing with your breath, your body is relaxing, jaws are relaxing, scalp is relaxing, face becoming even more relaxed, your throat relaxing. Now as the throat relaxes, allows even greater ease and flow with that breath into the body. As the neck relaxes, the shoulders relax, taking weight off your shoulders, allowing yourself to go deeper into relaxation. Upper, middle and lower back relax. As they relax, feeling more comfort in the lower part of your spine. Chest is relaxing, allowing greater expansion of the lungs, drawing more life force into your body. Stomach is relaxing. And as the stomach relaxes, allowing it to expand and contract with the breath, also massaging the internal organs of the body. Bring harmony and joy into these systems. To control life, bring life, serve life, on a physical level for you. Feeling your hips relax, upper thighs, knees are relaxed, lower legs, ankles relax, feet relax. Feeling your feet relax, feet that take you through life, that walk you through life. Feeling them relaxing even more. Feeling this relaxation wash your entire body. And knowing that when you're relaxed as you are right now, blood is flowing more freely through your entire body. Your heart is beating more harmoniously, harmonized with the entire body. And as the heart becomes more harmonized, it harmonizes the energy field of your entire body. Your entire body, your mind becoming even more harmonized as you become more relaxed, more centered, more present, more calm. And in this state, you're able to look inwards. And as you look inwards to the base of your spine, you see a spark there, flame. And as you look at that flame, you realize it's a flame of courage. And you realize something that you'd forgotten. You thought courage was something you had to find. Something someone else was going to give you. Something else was going to give you. And you forgot that you've always had this flame of courage inside yourself, burning with energy, pulsating with life. with a life of its own, wanting to support you into being the fullest expression of yourself. And as you realize, you've always had this courage inside. And at the base of your spine, you have this flame of courage. And drawing your breath in and directing the attention of your breath at the base of your spine, this flame of courage. And as you draw your breath into this flame of courage, it starts to grow and grow. Because that's what happens when we bring oxygen into a flame, drawing life force into your body, fanning that flame of courage, and that flame of courage starts to grow and grow until it's this pulsating energy, this flame of energy at the base of your spine. And as it expands, as it becomes stronger and more potent, starts to move up your spine. This flame of courage, this energy of courage, and as it gets up to your third chakra, your power center, you feel empowered in a courageous way. Courage and power combining to make you unstoppable in your ability to make things happen. Feeling that power, that courage, the pit of your gut. And as that courage, that flame, that energy of courage moves up to your heart center, bring even more courage into your heart, and your heart starts to expand with courage. And this expansion of courage fills your entire chest. And this courage is mixed with love. And the combination of loving courage means that you're able to be more loving, more able to be loved. When you use your courage, you use your courage in a loving way that makes a difference for people, brings good to those around you. Your loving courage makes the world a better place. You lovingly and courageously step into life, and life responds in kind. You lovingly and courageously have conversations with people that change people's lives. Allows you to be the fullest expression of yourself. The you that's at your heart center. The you that has always been there. And now it's fanned with the flames of courage and entangled with love. And as that courage moves further up the spine and into the throat, and you start to courageously speak the words that you need to say to others, that is the fullest expression of yourself. You courageously own your mission, share your story. Share what you stand for courageously, not caring what other people might think of it, because it's your truth, courageously speaking your truth. And as that courage moves up to the mind and infuses the entire brain, you courageously and creatively come up with ideas. The brain courageously makes great choices. And when you make those great choices, you have the courage within you, infused within all parts of you, to follow through on those courageous decisions. They're not just decisions. They're actions taken courageously, lovingly, powerfully. And you feel this courage infuse your entire body. Infusing your entire body with courage. This courage flows through you, to you, through through you and from you, moving in a courageous way, loving in a courageous way, and regardless of what's happening in life around you, regardless of what noises are coming in from different directions, what is stirring outside of you, have this courage to stand tall in the face of whatever's happening, not being diverted from your path, from your passion, from the message that you want to say. Life is not going to affect you. Nothing outside of you is going to affect you, because you have the courage to stand tall for what you believe in, allowing you to be the fullest expression of your unique and beautiful self, courageously saying no to the things that don't serve you, saying a heartfelt yes to the things that do, courageously seeing fears in front of you, not as brick walls, but as a dense fog that you know that you can walk through, because on the other side of that dense fog is a field of sunshine and rainbows. Having the courage to face your fears and turn your fears into something less physical. And realizing that most time your fears are mental constructs. And as mental constructs, they have the density of a heavy fog. And you know that you can walk through that heavy fog. It's not going to stop you. It's not going to take you off your path. You courageously move through that. You need to do this time and time again. And you're doing it time and time again. Infuses the people around you to live more courageously, to be the fullest expression of themselves. You can courageously be by yourself because you realize that you're never by yourself. You're connected to Source. You're connected to other people around you that want to live in a courageous way, feeling this courage boil through your whole body, infusing your entire body, every trillions and trillions of cells in your body, resonating and vibrating right now to the frequency of courage. You're feeling that courage move through your entire body. You are courageous. You are the expression of courage. You are courage. That is your nature. That is what has always been within you. And now that you've brought it to life in an even fuller way, allowing yourself to step into life with even more courage. And in a little while, when you open your eyes up, you will open them up with courage. Because you know that every step forward, from this point forward, you'll step with a little bit more courage. And it will grow and grow like a muscle, like that flame inside of you that you fanned and brought to life. That is the expression of courage for you moving forward. The more you use it, the more it will flow freely through you, the more it will inspire others around you and reflect back to you and remind you of this courage that's always been within you. Connecting to your heart center, this infusion of courage and love. Giving thanks for this courage that's always been there. Giving thanks for this reminder of the courage that is infused in your whole body. Giving thanks for these fears turning from obstacles to turning through some discomfort you just need to walk through, knowing you have the courage to do so. Feeling this courage tingle through your fingertips. What choices are you going to make differently now? What are you going to say yes to? What will you say no to? Is there a tough conversation you need to have, and knowing that you have the courage to have that tough conversation to move through it, to create something even better? Feeling that courage, knowing that courage is within you and all around you. Breathing that in. Breathing that in, breathing that in, fanning this courage, letting it come out of the pores of your skin, letting it be this energetic field around you. You are courage. You are courage. You are courage. own it, know it. Breathing. With each breath, feel the vitality in your body expanding out. Feeling the enthusiasm you have for life. Enthusiasm to take your message, your unique message, in your unique way, in your unique self, out into the world in a courageous way. Breathing, receiving, feeling a joyful life, feeling connected to life and feeling grateful that life loved you into life. And there's gratitude in your heart for the past that's got you to where you are, for the future yet to unfold, and for this eternal present moment. Breathing, receiving, being grateful for. And now, when you're ready and doing it in a courageous way, you can open your eyes. Welcome back. The reminder, the knowing of your courageous best self.